Okay, we are beginning Bez Lashem, Maseches Mayit Katan. And in this Masechta, we will discuss the halachas of Chol HaMoed, as well as Hilchos Avelos and other related topics. The Sugya of Chol HaMoed is a difficult Sugya, insofar as there are several Shitas in the Rishonim as to what is the level, is the nature of the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Are we discussing an Issa D'Oraisa? Are we discussing an Issa D'Rabbanan? Is it perhaps something in between, which the Ramban seems to say? And there are several Shitas in the Rishonim, and they try and bring Rayas from different Gemaras in this Masechta, Maseches Chagiga, elsewhere, as to whether or not the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. There is, for instance, an interesting Ha'ara from the Paris Yosef at the very beginning of the Masechta. I mean, the Masechta, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah begins with a discussion of which Malachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And we'll mention in a minute various types of Malachas which you're allowed to do. But the Paris Yosef asks and says, Kasha de lachera have le mi kara la ashmin, an issa malacha bechayla shalmayed, viachakach la hashmi anu hahetzer, vichyagavna hetratesis reish shabbos. So, you know, the Mishnah is beginning by telling us that there are various heterim, there's certain situations where you're allowed to do malacha and Chol HaMoed. Asks the Paris Yosef, first tell me the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. You know, what are we discussing? Tell me that there's a source which tells me it's not allowed to do Malacha. And then you can start telling me the Heterim. So he jumps into this discussion and says, V'yesh lema demizeh havi raya lahasayrim demaleches cholesh HaMoed hu min hatera. Alkein lehutzruch lashme'inen the kfar who nichlo b'malachas yamtiv le itzrich lashminin elamashim mutter b'chol HaMoed. In other words, something which is well known, something which the Torah speaks about, something where the Issa is mafurish, it's unnecessary for the Tana to teach. So therefore, it must be, says the Paris Yosef, at least here there is a smach of sorts unto the shitas which say that the Issa malacha on Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, hence it was unnecessary for the Tana to teach us this. The beginning of Chelik Vav begins with Hilchos Chol HaMoed, and the first Sif in Tav Kuf Lamed says, Chol HaMoed Osur B'Ktsas Malachas U'Mutter B'Miktsasen. The Ramah says, L'fi Tzerich HaInyan Shohayanir L'Chachomim L'Hater. So again, you know, as we go through the Masecht, we'll have to see if we have Rayas to whether or not Malach and Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, is it the Rabbanan, or is it some type of a Pshara. The Mishnah Berurah says at the beginning, and he just says that the categories of Malacha which we permit on Chol HaMoed, which is what we're going to get into immediately, are fivefold. Number one, we have Dover Ha'ovid, if there's going to be financial loss. We'll come back to this in a second. Dover avidim lo yi'arfena ata, if it's not done now. Number two, we have Tzorchi Mayed, Hainu Litzerich Echel Nefesh, Demutter Afilu Maise Uman. So, something which is necessary for the Mayed. I need to cook a professional meal. And I need to shecht an animal and do everything which is necessary in a professional manner. So it's Tzorchi Mayed Litzerich Echel Nefesh, then there's going to be a heter even to do something in a professional manner. But he says, Shar Tzarchi HaMoed Dafke Maise Hedyet. But if it's other things, so then the heter is going to be limited. So if it's a Tzarech Eichel Nefesh for the Moed, then there's going to be a heter of Maise Uman. If it's a non-Eichel Nefesh type of Tzarech, then we're not going to have this Meruvach Tike heter. There is a third category, which is Poyel She'ein Loyma Yoichal. So you've got a worker who needs the job because he needs to eat. Well, that means at times, if I need to, if there's a payal who needs to work in order to feed himself and his family, so then I am able to hire him, even though for me something is being done in Chalamayid, but there's a heter of payal she'ein le'mayyachol. There's going to be a heter of tzarchi rabin, which is the fourth heter, and we'll see more pratim about that. And finally, there is the fifth heter of ma'isa hedyot, if something is done in an amateur, non-professional manner. So that is going to be the fifth heter on Chol HaMoed. Just to mention maybe a little bit about Gavur HaOvid, there is a Hagayis Mamedias in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov, where he says, what is pshat in the heter of Gavur HaOvid? So he says that the reason why there is an Issa Malach on Chol HaMoed is to be L'harba Issa Simcha, if a person is working, so then there is a certain atzvus. But if a person has to worry and contend with the prospect of financial loss, then the fellow is also going to be upset. And by the way, this is one of the kashas or rayas that the shitas which say that it must be that malacha and chalamayit is only the rabbanin, because if it's an isa d'oraisa, where do these five heterim come in? It seems a very, very strange thing. You're not allowed to eat chazer, but there's three heterim. There's no heterim, short of pikuach nefesh and so on. and that is obviously a question which the other rishonim need to deal with. Al-Kofanim says that is the heter. And therefore they say that this might depend on every single person. Meaning, if someone stands to lose 5 pounds, and for ruin 5 pounds is absolutely negligible, and in no way, shape, or form will cause them any atzvus, then that's not considered to be the heter of Gavur HaOvid. But if a shim in 5 pounds is a significant amount of money, then there would be a case of a heter of Gavur HaOvid. And we're going to see that this type of gather of the heter of Gavur HaOvid in Chol HaMoed is going to be very different to the heter of Gavur HaOvid on Shvi'is, during the Shemitah, which the Mishnah is also going to speak about. And there, it's not going to have to do with the sadness or happiness of the individual. It has to do with, is there going to be a hefsed in the karka? You know, will all of the fruit and will the trees die? It's not so much dependent on the individual and the happiness and the sadness and so on. Now we'll have to get into this. It's an interesting tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak, when he was asked about the construction of Shari Tzedek Hospital, where the construction ended up going into Chol HaMoed. Naturally, it was a long project and so on. So that, on the one hand, it's Tzorchi Rabim, but on the other hand, it's the Maisa Uman. It's a professional thing. On the other hand, you know, delaying a hospital, does that consider the pikuach nefesh? I mean, there are other hospitals in the area. in the end, he said that they shouldn't do a ma'isa uman on Chol HaMoed, but you can have all the supplies delivered. Or he originally said you can't build in a professional manner, but then they said, well, can we at least, you know, drop off all the cement and all of this and all of that, so that you can do. But, you know, all of these things need to be discussed and considered. Al-Kabanim, we're saying, Machleg is Rishen, and what is the nature of the Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed? We find five categories of heter, and we'll have to keep our eyes open to see if we can bring rayas either way.
Sorry, can I just say, the Tzorch Afin Nefesh, if that is the case in any event for the Unnotin itself, why do we need to mention it regarding Chol HaMoed?
Why do we need to mention
it?
Yeah, it's an interesting horror. I mean, to the extent that you can do. I mean, you know, not the question is that on Yom Tov you can do things which are tzarich l'echol nefesh. So surely on Chol HaMoed you should be able to do it also. What's the chiddush? So the answer is, not everything which you would like to do for echol nefesh is mutar on Yom Tov. For instance, let's say tzeda, let's say like to trap an animal on Yom Tov, so I'm not allowed to do that.
So
and that would be allowed. So that way that we saw Tesis in the beginning of Masechet Beitzah, And that was also a very interesting deal in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim taka say, and as always, mashma the shita of the Mechaber, that midyaraisa, every single malacha which has to do with Eichel Nefesh is mutter. And you can trap, and you can pluck an apple off the tree, and Yom Tov, all these things are mutter midyaraisa, and it's only midyarabonim that it's aser. We remember Tosfos quoted, I think it was a Rav Nesan al-Mikinon, who quoted the Yerushalmi, who said that milisha the Eilach, the heter of Eichel Nefesh, is only from the malachas in Sidur the past, from the stage of kneading and onwards, but here we're saying anything which has to do with Eichel Nefesh is going to be permitted. So, says the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShlachin B'mayed, one is allowed to irrigate a field which requires irrigation. Meaning we have the Beis HaShlachin, we have a Beis HaBalasa, the Beis HaBalasa, the Beis HaBal is a field which does not need to be irrigated. It sustains on rainwater. But if you have a field which requires irrigation, so this is going to be a heter, mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayed. And we know, just for the sake of jargon, whenever it says mayed in shas, it means chol hamayed. It doesn't usually mean like mayadim uzmanim, like a mayed the yomtiv. It means chol hamayed. So mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayed, you're allowed to irrigate a field which requires irrigation on chol hamayed uvashvis. And so too, there's going to be a heter to do so on Shvius. And we're going to see in the Mishnah some of the things, some of the heterim apply only to Chol HaMoed, some only to Shvius, different Gedarim, but we'll see. Bein mimayon sheyatze mitchila, bein mimayon sheleyatze mitchila. Now this heter is for a new spring, which, you know, has recently been established, or from a long-standing one. If you look at Rashi, just to mention a couple of things. There is, depending on which version of Gemara you have, you know, in the Oiz Vahada Gemaras, they have on the side a Rashi Ksav Yad. So there are Mephoshim which say that the Rashi B'Faneinu is not Rashi. It's not Rashi, some say it is Rabbeinu Gershom. And number one, they say, because there's the Rashi elsewhere which seems to contradict this. Number two, Tesis seems to be more explanatory than he does in other Masechtas, similar to what we saw in Masechtas Tainus, where Tesis Kaseder says things which what appears to be Rashi on the daf also says Tertzis. Tesis didn't have it because it wasn't actually Rashi. But
the
so
whole Masechta.
Correct. So I'll go upon it.
Why would Rashi
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Al Kovanim, we will quote from both Rashi and Rashi Ksav Yad. So if we look at the Rashi B'Faneinu, Mishach Beis Hashlachim, Sodi She'emedus Baharis. It's a field which is on a mountain. But Tzorch Lashkeis HaTamid, it requires constant irrigation. Mashmeis HaFila B'Chol HaShomayid L'Fi Shehu Lo Yehefsid Gadol Im Eine Mashka Oysa. Rashi adds in the word Gadol. It's a great loss. If you don't irrigate it, v'dabr shel hefsed itir chachamim l'troyach boi b'chol shel mayed k'moi sh'anem etzim ha'meseches chagiga, which we will see b'az Hashem soon, d'chsev sheshes yamim t'chomatz sibiyem ha'shvi atzeres l'shem l'kech ha'mashvi atzor b'asiyas malacha. Just like the seventh day of Pesach, there's an Issa Malacha, Afshisha, Atzurim, Basis Malacha. So I would say all 6 days, there's an Issa Malacha, Imashvi, Atzur, B'chol Malacha, Afshisha, Atzurim, B'chol Malacha, Tamad Leim, Ashvi, Shvi, Atzur, B'chol Malacha, only the seventh day. Vein Ashisha, Atzurim, B'chol Malacha, but the 6 days are not. How do we reconcile this? Halei Masr, Nakasav, Ela Lechachamim. So the reconciliation is given over to Chazal. Leim, Malacha, Ezim, Malacha, Atzur, B'chol Shemayt, Ezim, Muteris. That which will there will be financial loss, that the matter, and Tezus B'Faneinu does a very similar thing in that first Tezus, again, seemingly mashma that he didn't have the Rashi B'Faneinu. So you're allowed to irrigate the Beis HaShlachin from, we said, for whether or not it's from a mine which has been recently established or not. What does this mean? What is it, that, see the significance of that? So Teza says, "Mimayin shiyot betchila da achshav maschil linbaya shadayin lehirzik darka." So it's just beginning to flow and so on. It hasn't kind of established its ability to be nizeya. Be mimayin shloyot betchila ela It's long standing. It's been around for a while. So both of them you are allowed to do. Now we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly is the chiddush. Why would we say that a mayan shatz mitchila is potentially worse? But we will see in a minute the reason why. But there's going to be a limitation. Yes, we're going to allow you to do something for the sake of potential hefsid, but we're not going to allow you to be terech too much. There's a limit. We're not going to allow you to be terech too much. We're going to say, Ein mashkin leimi mei gishamim, leimi mei hakilin. So Rashi says, leimi mei gishamim mishum de'is bei terech yaseira, kedem afarish the Gemara. So that's going to be a terech yaseira, and again, this is going to be something which is going to many times going to be a problem in Hilchos Chalamoed, Tiruch Yisera. And again, that's going to be something which is going to need a little bit more of a gedder. What is the gedder of Tiruch Yisera? Al Kolpanim, you're not allowed to use and collect rainwater or make kilayin, which is basically taking water from a well. That you may not do. Ve'enayis in ugiyis lagethanim. Neither may you make ugeis lagifanim. So that is where they would dig, they would make pits under the gefen in order to be mamala mayim. Also, that is considered to be a tiruch yaseira, and it's not considered to be even necessarily davra avod. So we will not allow you to make these pits under the vine. Rabbi Azariah says you're not allowed to make this amma, which is an aqueduct. Rashi says it's called an amma because the dimensions were an amma wide and an amma deep. So you cannot make the an amma betchila initially on the mayid. Rashi says in the Ksav Yad, that's another example of a tiruch yaseira. So you may not do that on Chol HaMoed ubashvius, and you also may not do on shvius. Rashi says in the Ksav Yad, it appears that you are doing some prohibited type of activity during the Shemitah year. We're going to see there's going to be 2 days in the Gemara as to exactly what the reason why. One of them is because it looks like you are hoeing in the field, which is one of the prohibited types of malacha on during the Shemitah year. So again, Rabbi Elazar Azariah may ainay sinas amma betchila b'mayid b'shvius. The Chachamim maimrim ainay sinas amma betchila b'shvius. You are allowed to make an amma betchila b'shvius that you can do. Misaknin esamikul kolayis b'mayid, and so too. You can fix one which is mekulkel on mayit. So you cannot make it initially, but if you have one and it's mekulkel because it got dirt and stone and rubble inside it, then you can fix it. The Rashi in Ksav Yad says, it's not considered to be avoida as such. They're not concerned that it looks like it's nearer ka'oida. So they're not concerned about that. Lamaisa is not considered to be avoda, and therefore they say on shvius it is permitted, and on Chol HaMoed if a kilkel has happened to the amma, then you are allowed to fix it up. And you can dig it out. If you look at Tesis, the chaytetin isa sheim nismal habar. If the pit or the stream gets filled up, mutalachtait lahamika, you can kind of dig down sha'afatichuach avalachipa betchila, but to do a brand new one sha'karka kasha la'imishmdikatiyachi yisteira. So to kind of clean out and to dig a little bit more into soft dirt to kind of lower the water level and so on and remove some of the rubble, that you can do, but we will not allow you to do a brand new one. All these things we're discussing, you can fix up the roads, and you're allowed to be mitzayin the kvaris. This is also Tzachi Rabim. Tosa says there's no tirch involved. The yotzin af al hakilayim, and you can also go out for kilayim. Rashi says in the Ksav Yad, shluchi bezdin b'mayit la'ayin b'sadis im nizru kilayim v'oikrin oisan. So they can go out, inspect the fields, and if need be, they can be oikar. Meaning, going back to the first mission of Masech HaShkolim, where we spoke about Rish Chodesh Adar Mashmin al HaShkolim, and then we spoke about on the 15th and on the 25th, and then we speak about finally when they would actually go out and be oikar, when they would go out and be oikar ala kilayim, so you can be oikar and kilayim on Chol HaMoed. Taisa says over here, of year in ala kilayim mitzvahu latzis, I mean in the Gemara. This is actually going to be incumbent on Beis Din to do. It's more than just a heter. It is actually a mitzvah. So again, there is an issur melacha nechol hamoed, be it d'oraita, be it d'rabbanan, be it given over to the chachamim, but there are various heterim, and what we've seen in the mission is a heter of Davar Avid and a heter of Tzirich Rabim. Says the Gemara, Hashti is lemon me mayon shiyatsi mitchila da asilin pule mashkin. The Mishnah told us a heter. You're allowed to go. And you can irrigate a beis hashlachin from a mayon which is yatsi tchila, which kind of it's a brand new, unestablished mayon, even though there's the possibility that it might fall and crumble, which Rashi says, da asilin pule hakarika. Shesviva da'adayin lehichse kadarka, and still mashkin zakdashi b'chaloshal meid v'lechashim dom enafel v'azal v'tarch tirch yaseira, and it will turn out that you've done a tirch yaseira. The Ritva says you will have been tereach b'chinam l'mafreya, what you were tereach. Chazal didn't want you to be tereach, but because of the potential hefse, they allowed you to do so. But surely that's only if your actions will have some level of permanence. But if maybe the whole thing is going to crumble and collapse, then perhaps they shouldn't allow it. So ask the Gemara, Hashti Yishlemin Mimayin Shiyatza Mitchila Da'asilin Puli. Still Mashkin, Mimayon Shalei Yatza Mitchila Da'asilin Puli. If it's a long established Mayon and the walls are not going to crumble, Miboy, of course you can. Maybe because then you have the heter of tircha, and there's no concern that maybe your efforts will have been for naught. So why is it necessary to say it? Amri Yitzchak, we needed to say it. Because e tana mayon shiyotze betchila, if we would have said, you should know, mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayed u'b'shvies, mayon shiyotze betchila. So you know what I would have said, havamina, hachu de beis hashlachin in beis habaloy. I would have said, here is where a distinction has been made between a field which requires irrigation and a field which is able to sustain on rainwater. And therefore here there is a difference. You know why we don't allow a beis habal? Mishum da'asilin pulei. Because coupled with the fact that maybe the walls will collapse of this mayon, and you will have been terech, bechdi, bechinam, so why should we allow you to have that level of tircha when anyway there's another strike against it, and that it's a sada beis habal? It doesn't really require your input. Avol mayon shalei yotze mitchila, but had the Mishnah not mentioned mayon shalei yotze mitchila, meaning if it's an old, established mayon, maybe I would deloy askel in puli where there's no concern of it crumbling. Eimafila beis habal nami. Maybe there's a heter even for a beis habal. Maybe you could have thought that it's mutter. Tamash malan. That's why the missionary to tell us bein mimayin shleyotza. Tamash malan leishna mayin shleyotza mitchila leishna mayin shleyotza mitchila beis hashlachin in beis habal loy. We do not allow any type of irrigation for a sada beis habal, being that usually it's sustained with rainwater. We're not going to allow you to be tereach, even though you might want to be tereach because by having additional water it'll cause the fruit to come and ripen a bit earlier. So you're not stam doing it to make yourself extra work. Agriculturally, there would be merit in your actions, but we're not going to allow you to do it. Hence the need to mention Mayan Shayatza Mitchila, Mayan Shayatza Mitchila. Fine. Says the Gemara, Umay Mashmadahai Besashlach and Lishna de Tzachusi. Where do you see? From where do you know that the Lashna of Besashlachin implies a thirsty land? Besashlachin means it's a land which, you know, is desperate for liquid, for Mayan. Dichsev Atza Oyev Viogea. We're weary, so it's a weary land which requires moisture and so on. Umay mashma dahai beis habal lishna dimias devusehi. We're saying a sada beis habal is a field which is fine, it's calm, it doesn't need anything because it's sustained from the rain. Because the Pasuk says in Nevuas Yeshaya, Pasuk says Ki Yival Bachar Besula Yevulach Banayich Umeseis Chasin Al Kala Yasus Alayich Lekayich, and so on. This is a Nevuah La'asid Lavei. It says Ki Yival Bachar Besula Metagimin and Ari Kamad Misusuv Ulam Im Besulta Yeseisvun Begaveich Banayich, meaning to say that after the Bachar marries the Besula, he is Miyushev, he doesn't have any daigas, so too, Klal Yisrael Asad Lavay, we will be Miyushev, and so on. Fine. Good. So that is the Lashon of Beis HaShlachin and the Lashon of Beis HaBal. Fine. So says the Gemara, Man Tana Dipseide in Harvachalay. So again, we're getting into the Haterim of Malach and Chalamayit. Who is the Tana who allows us to be Tereach b'makim Pseida, but not b'makim Harvacha? Rashi says, Man Tana, the Masnis and the Pseida Shaila Mitchach Ba, Bachalashamayit, Kigain Beis Hashlach, and Harvacha Lai, Kigain the Beis Abal, the Osalashke, Samach Shain Bahefsid, Shain Sarlashke, Se Elala Harvacha, the Milsel, Shavye Afle Charfe. Meaning, why would you be interested in irrigating a Sada Beis HaBal, which is an Amek, and it gets sufficient rainwater to produce fruit? Why? L'shavye afle charfi, to make the late blooming crop an earlier crop. So in other words, they're not crazy, they just want to, you know, irrigate fields and work unnecessarily. I would like to realize my crop earlier, and therefore I'd like to do that. That, the Gemara says, that is a bechina of revach. That's not considered to be a hefsid as such. You're going to get your crop, but that is just a bechina of revach. So who is the Tan who says that pseida in harvacha loy? Now, if you just look at the Tosis quickly, man tana the pseida in mishum de ashkach and lekamon, the Rebbe Meir polygala de masnisen. Even though this is a star Mishnah, but we're going to see that Rebbe Meir disagrees with our Mishnah. Meaning, it's a Stam Mishnah, so we should assume it's Rabbi Meir. Says this is no, it's definitely not Rabbi Meir. So who is the Tana who makes this distinction between Hefsid, yes, but not if it's Revach? So again, Man Tana the Pseida in Harvach Aloy Vafilu B'Makim Pseida. And even in the situations where we're allowing you to do it b'makim hefsid, still mitrach nami leitachinan. But if you're going to go over and above what is considered to be a reasonable level of a tircha, we're not going to allow that. Rashi says, afilu b'makim pseidim mitrach leitachinan taktanim asnis navalim megishamim. Right? We said, you know, that's a fill from Megishamim, and not from Megkilon, you can't start going in to wells and so on, because there is a Tiracha. So, who is the Tana who allows B'makim Hefsid, but not B'makim Revach? And even B'makim Hefsid, it's only if it's not a big Tiracha. Who is that? Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. It's Lezer ben Yaakov. This not. Because we have the Mishnah later on. Rabbi Zman Yaakov Oymer, Moishchin S, some of the gears are Amas Hamayim, the Elon. So you're allowed to draw from if there's water which is collected in one tree, you're allowed to kind of bring it to another tree. Rashi says directly across, Mishchan Amayim, Meilan Leinin Bechilish Lomaydin, Yesh Mayim Tachas Eilan, Echad. So you've already got some water which is pulled by a tree. Oisin Derech Katan, you can make a little screw and a little channel, Meilan Leilan, Kadeish Yimshichu Amayim, Meilan Zel Leilan Acher. So you're allowed to do that. Mishchan Esamas Amayim Meilan Leilan. Ubovad Shlo Yashkes Asada Kula. But don't be mashke the whole sade. Rashi says we're speaking about a sade beis abal, which for you to do that would be a bechina of harvacha, and you're not allowed to be marviach. We only allow if there's a potential hafsid, and it seems to be for the trees. There was a hatter, but not for the rest of it, which because the rest of it is just considered to be a regular beis habal. So we see Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that, so presumably he is the Tana of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Nein, Eima de Shamas Leil Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Leil Rabbi Eliezer, Harvacha Deloy. The only thing which you see from that Mishnah is that he does not allow Revach. But remember, we wanted to, there were two things which we pointed out, we see in our Mishnah. Number one, b'makom hafsid in revach loy, and number two, even b'makom hafsid, it's only if it's not a tirchi yisera. So where do you see from that Mishnah, from that statement of Elazar ben Yaakov, that he doesn't allow a tirchi yisera? So tircha b'makom pseida mi shamizlei. It says the Gemara, Ella Amar Papa Hamani Rebuti. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah that only allows b'makom hafsid and only allows if it's not a tircha? Rebuti, the Tanya. We have three shittas Tanaim in this brisa. It says Mayon Hayetze Betchila. So we think at this stage we are only speaking about a Mayon Hayetze Betchila, and like we mentioned before, the reason why we think why there is reason to be mechalek between if it's Yetze Betchila. You're not so sure that it will remain, as opposed to if it's lo yatz tchila. So again, mayan yatz mitchila, mashkim mimenu afilu sada beis abal diber Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is super makel, and he says even if it's a mayan yatz mitchila, like maybe it's asilin puli, like we saw at the beginning of the Gemara, you're allowed to use it not only for a beis hashlachin but even for a beis abal. The Rishonim are bothered, according to this, according to Rabbi Meir, that he allows you to irrigate a field which does not require irrigation to survive. So then, l'chur, there should be a hatter to do any type of revach, any melachan cholamayit l'shem revach. Meaning, once we have this sheet on record that I've got a field, it doesn't need to be irrigated, the crops will grow, and Rabbi Meir says, Gesundheit, go ahead and irrigate it, and chalamayit, do malach and chalamayit for the sake of revach. So yes, can I do all malach and chalamayit for the sake of revach? So asks the Tezus Rid, the Ran, others, and they give an answer, and they say no. At the end of the day, this is a case where you have a field, and you have crops growing in the field. Rabbi Meir understands and says, Dafka over here, by a sada beis habal, where it's already zarua, it's already sown, he allows you to do it, because otherwise, it's going to delay. The fruits will only come in another month, in another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is. And that is considered to be a little bit of a hafsid. Meaning the fact that I need to wait and not realize my crop now, when I'd like them, that's considered to be a little bit of a hafsid. So to tell me, don't worry, you'll get your crops in 3 months from now. Okay? Very nice. That is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Rabbi Meir says, that's also considered to be a bechina of hafsid. Because it says, no, that's not considered to be a hafsid. That's not considered to be a hafsid. You'll get it. You just need to wait a little bit. So again, one more time. We want to know, who is the Tana of our mission who says two things? Number one, the Hatam Alach and Chalamayit is only for a dover, ha'ovid for hafsid, not for revach. And number two, even b'makom hafsid, it's only if it's not a tirchi yisera. So we said it's a Yehuda. Why? Because shita number one is, Diver Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Eimer, Ein Mashkin Ella Sade Beis HaShlachin. No. The hef is only for Beis HaShlachin, which is an irrigated field, which if you don't irrigate it, it's going to be lost. Hef said Mamish. So Ein Mashkin Ella Sade Beis HaShlachin Shecharvo. We'll see what that word Charvo means in a minute. Rebbe Lezer Ben Azariah Eimer, Leikach for Leikach. Neither one. He's going to be the most machmer of the lot. We'll come back to that also in a minute. Yes, Ral Kain, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Another thing Rabbi Yehuda said is Lo Yifan Adam Amasamayim Vayashka Legina Silichurvasa Vachalashalmayit. You should not be Mefane, you should not kind of direct a channel of water and be Mashka your Gina and your Churva on Chalhamayit. So first the Gemara says, this which Rabbi Yehuda said, that Ein Mashkin al Sadebeis Hashlachin Shecharva. What does that mean? My Charva, Ilei Mecharva Mamish. If it means a field which requires irrigation, which has been destroyed, it's dried out, it's dead. Ilei Mecharva Mamish, Lamali de Mashkila. So what's the point of irrigating it? You wouldn't be allowed to irrigate it. You cannot do Tchias Amesim to a field which is dead. So it can't mean that. The Yom Rabbi, and Rabbi explained, no. Shecharva mi mayon zeh v'yotzala mayon acher. Rashi says directly across, Shecharva mayon zeh v'yotzala mayon acher. Shecharva mayonish regil lishtis mimenu. The channel, the source of water that it usually drinks from, is in Chariv. The kevin shregila lishtis, but being that this is a field which is regil lishtis, it has been drinking and has been irrigated. If you don't continue the irrigation, there's going to be a big hafsid. Nevertheless, it's only from a mayan which the mind goes to it anyway. There's no great tirch involved in just kind of directing it to reach whatever it needs to reach, because it's pretty much going through the field anyway. Avol megishamim, but to collect and gather rainwater, or make keyliner to go to a well and have to schlep buckets, to tirchahu leishari, afilu lebeis hashlochin. So this is a riot. It's only for a beis hashlochin because there's a hafsid. And even within the beis hashlochin, we will not allow you to gather rainwater. We will not allow you to go to your well. V'oid Hazin in the Kamar Yehuda Lo Ye Yifane says you should not direct Adam Amas Hamayim Alma Delishar Yehuda Tiruch Yisera. It's another example. He doesn't allow Tiruch Yisera Alma Masnis Rabbi Yehuda Darled Ben Yaakov Leishna Harav Mayana Mimayana Shiyatsa Mitchila Leishna Leicharav Tarvayu Aser. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yaakov is the most machner. He answers everything. So therefore, it appears to be that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah. So again, we said Bam Rabbi Shachar Ben Mayin Zeh, the other Mayin Acher, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Azari Oimer, Leikach VaLeikach Lishna Charev Mayana Lishna Leicharev Mayana Mayin Shiatz Mitchila Loi. We never allow a Mayin Shiatz Mitchila because maybe it's going to crumble, and therefore it'll turn out you would have done it Tircha in vain. Al Kopanim, Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah. Again, who is the Tana of a Mishnah who allows Malacha to be done in Chomayid B'makan Hefsid? And even in B'makan Hefsid, he doesn't allow for Tetircha Yisera. It is Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Omi Mai, Dilma Ad Kan Leika Am Rabbi Yehuda Beis HaShlachin In Beis HaMaloi. When did Rabbi Yehuda say he only allows a Beis HaShlachin a field which requires irrigation, as opposed to a Beis HaBaal, which is able to sustain on rainwater? When did he say only Beis HaShlachin? Ella Mayan Shiatzim Mitchila, only in a case of a brand new spring, a new Mayan. Why? Dilma Asilin Pulei, because of the concern that we said, well, anyway, it is yet to establish its strength, its viability as a Mayan, which isn't going to be Neufel. So, Dayenu, to be Makel, to allow a Beis HaShlachin. We're not going to allow when there's two strikes against it. Number one, Number one, it's a Mayan Shiatz Mitchila. Number two, it's a Sada Beis Habal. But in a Hanami, again, one more time. The Ma'an can become reviewed the basis. Shlachan in basis of Allah. Elam Ma'an Shiatz Mitchila. So I'm asking the Bodhi, I have a Mayan Shalom Yatz Mitchila. But if it's an established Mayan, the Layasil in Puli, there's no concern of it crumbling, in which case you will have been to Reach for naught, then you know what? Afilu Beis Habal Nami. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would allow even us irrigating a field which doesn't require irrigation. In which case, your raya goes out the window. We are looking for a raya we're looking for a Tana who says and supports the notion that on Chol HaMoed we only allow you to do malacha b'makom hefsid, not b'makom revach, and even b'makom hefsid, it's only if it's not a tzirich yisera. You thought you found a Tana in Rabbi Yehuda, but no. After all, this brisa, this Tosefta is speaking about a Mayan Hayotze Mitchila, an unestablished Mayan. It is yet to show how robust it is. It is yet to show that it's not going to crumble. But maybe if it's a Mayan Shelo Yotze Tchila, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda would allow you even to irrigate a Sadeh Beis Habal, which would mean that he would hold that there's even a heter for Revach on Chol HaMoed. In which case, you have yet to prove that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah.
What exactly are the rules of the Mayan?
Well, it seems to be that when you have a new... it seems to be that the concern is that maybe the walls will cave in.
What are the walls?
Well, I guess you just have dirt, and you've got a screen which goes through, and, you know, at times the thing can just cave in, and the screen will stop. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to start to direct... you know, this Mayan, which is a brand new Mayan, which is yet to show how robust it is, maybe the walls are going to cave in.
But they're not man-made walls.
Well, it seems to be that the Mayan was flowing through into your field. I'm not sure if originally it was man-made or it was just a natural one, but either way, it is yet to kind of show and demonstrate that it's impervious to any type of collapse and so on, and therefore for you now to kind of be involved in manipulating it towards your trees, that would be a tircha, which is a potentially a tircha bechinam in the event that it crumbles. So you don't necessarily have a raya that it's going like Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara, good point, but in Cain, if you're going to say that, Masnisin aman teramye. So then you're stuck. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rashi says, three lines down, Ibgin Masnisin aman teramye. It's certainly not Rabbi Ben Yaakov, because they're not Kedamaran. It's not Rabbi Meir, because he allows even the irrigation of the Sada Beis Habal, the Shadir Beis Habal, the Likur Lazim Ben Azariah, the Fila Beis Hashlachin, the Shari, Mimayin Shiatz Mitchila. So who's it going to be? So Ella. It must be that it's Rabbi Yehuda. And it must be El Rabbi Yehuda, Leishna Mayan Shiyatza Mitchila, Leishna Mayan Shalayatza Mitchila. Beis HaShlachin, in Beis Habal Loi. He only allows a Beis HaShlachin, he does not allow a Beis Habal. So, V'haydik Tani Mayan Shiyatza Mitchila, so why did he speak about a case of Mayan Shiyatza Mitchila? Loi Diach Kecha de Rabbi Meir. To teach us the Chiddush, a Chiddush in Rabbi Meir, Tafilu Mayan Ayetzi Mitchila, where there's this concern that Doma Asilin Pule, that maybe it's going to collapse and crumble, still, Afilu Sada Beis Habal, Tafilu Sada Habal, he even allows a Mayan Ayetzi Mitchila, Mashmi Menu Afilu Sada Habal. Unlike Jesus points out, why don't you tell us the other way around in the chumra of Rabbi Yehuda that he only allows a beis hashlachin? If we have a choice, a phrasing, a mishnah, a braisa to teach us a kula or a chumra, then we will say kerech de teira adif, because he's teaching us a chiddush in Rabbi Meir that he allows, that he's so sure of his shita that he is willing to be makel. Good. Al-Kavanim, so far we have mentioned that implicit in our Mishnah is there's a hatter to do malacha on chalamayid for makam hafsid, not for makam relach, and it's only if it's not considered to be a tzircha yisera. And the Gemara says that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Itmar menachish v'hamashke mayim lezroyim b'shabbos. So if a person is weeding, or he's mashke mayim on his zroyim b'shabbos, some of the girsa, or the Ritva says that the girsa should be b'yomtiv, mishum maya masrinin bey. So for what are we masre the person? So he is weeding, he's mashke, we have to give him masra. So what do we tell him? Rashi says, Shemai masrinin bey, demai malacha kachashvinin lei. What malach is he doing? The vadai kaitzer lei chashvinin. This is a very important Rashi. When you'll say, the fellow is taking out a weed. He's weeding. So isn't that katsira? Isn't that harvesting? What is harvesting if not when you detach something from the ground? Rashi says, the vadai kaitzer lei chashvinin. Because your intention is not to take these weeds. All you're trying to do is to make the other plants which are growing in the field promote their growth. That's what you're trying to do. And this is a fascinating thing. I mean, Tosfos says the same thing later on. And it comes out, it's very interesting. The Rishonim say that you see from this that there are certain malachas that part and parcel of the shem malacha is the kavana. In other words, in English, if you speak about the concept of harvesting something, there is a connotation in English that when you harvest something, you're taking it to use. You harvest a crop, the pshat is you're going to use the crop. If you're harvesting an organ, so it's just because you would like to use it in a transplant, and so on. That's what the word harvest means. So that's what koitzer means. Koitzer is not just if you detach something from the ground. Because otherwise you should say, if a person is weeding his field, but he's not weeding the field for the sake of taking the weed to use, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Malach Hashem Tzrich Laguf is Chayiv, should be Chayiv over here. Meaning, granted, I'm not taking it for the reason which was done in the Mishkan and so on, but it's still a Malach Hashem Tzrich Laguva, it's still a Psek Reisha, whatever you want to say, and it seems to be that it's Bechlal, not called Koitzer. So part of the definition of Koitzer is when you're harvesting it, when you're taking it to be used. So Rashi says, when you are removing the bad weeds for the sake of promoting the growth of the plants, the removal of the bad is not considered to be kurtza. That's what Rashi says. So,
could it be bara?
No.
Bara doesn't apply to...
No, bara doesn't apply to mechubar lekarka. So again, so Rashi says it is not considered to be kurtza. So if you look at Tesis, Mishamayim Asfinin, De'ein Adam Leikev Leik Nerag Ella Behasra Shemasfinin by Leisar Sahaki Surah. Don't do this. Isser. There is a Shita's Rashi. The Rashi says usually you need to actually tell the person the actual pasuk, the lav. You need to say it says, so you need to know your chumash pretty well in order to be able to give us raw. So, if a person is weeding or mashke zroyim, so mishum mai masvin be. Rabba amma mishum chavish. Rabbi Yosef says mishum zere. Rabba says because you're doing an act of harisha. Harisha is when you make the ground more suitable for Zeria, soften the ground. Rabbi Yosef says, Mishum Zeria, act for the act of Zeria itself. Amar Rabba Kavasi Didi Mistabra, like I'm saying, is more Mistabra. Because my Darkish al Chayresh, Lirpuye Ara, just like the Derech of Chayresh is to soften the ground, Hainami Marpuye Ara, so to this fellow, who is weeding, and when you weed, you make the ground soft, and when you mash, you make the ground soft, so too, this is going to be harisha. Amr Rabbi Yosef Kavasi, the name is Dabra, Madargashul Zerea Letzmuchi Peira, just like when it comes to Zerea, what's the function, what's the tachlis, why are you being zereya for the sake of ultimately causing something to grow? Hanami matzmiach peira. So Dovia, when you remove the bad weeds, you are promoting the growth of the good plants, and so on. Tesis says, Dibamas will come around the ara, man, just encourage you are softening the ground. The basr ikr hamalach has linen. You look kind of physically what this malacha seems to be. V'day melachirish. So just like that, when you till up the soil, you're softening the ground. When you remove weeds and pour mayim on the ground, you're softening the ground. So it's physically similar to harisha. Rabbi Yisav Avogav de'ikra malacha doy melacharisha in its physical form, but machsheves, some of the gears of hanichush, lav l'rpuye ara, ubachi pligi derabis over labasa hamaisa midaminin la. We look at what it physically resembles. V'loy achra machshava, not after the machshava, over Rabbi Yisav Savar basa machshava's linen, to have you ikr v'loyaz linen basa hadimyein. Whether it's a phrase slightly differently, he says, Mar Ozla Basa Hashta, Umar Ozla Basa Basoif. One looks at what you're doing right now, one looks at the Tachid, what you're ending up doing, and so on. Al Gabana Machlik is Rabban or Biesif. The person weeds or pours water on the ground, would you give Hasra for Zereya, or would you give Hasra for Cherish? So, yeah, Amle Abayel Rabba. Lididach Kasha or Biesif Kasha. It's fair, both of you. Lididach, Abaye says the rabbi, Lididach kasha mishum chirish mishum zereya loy. Meaning, why is it chirish and not zereya? Ulav Yosef kasha mishum zereya mishum chirish loy. Meaning, why can't it be both? Why are you assuming that the two are mutually exclusive? The chiteima, what do you want to say? Kalecha de ikatai tili mechayiv. What do you want to say that when there's two, it's either or? Once, that's not true, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. I'll ask you a kasher from an Amora. V'amar of Kahana, but didn't Rav Kahana say, which parenthetically Tosis points out, why are you asking a kasher on Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef from Rav Kahana? Tosis says five lines at the bottom, before the bottom of the page, Avagav the Rav Kahana, Amorahu, Makshimini l'Rabbah Rabbi Yosef, Mishim the Gavra Rabbah Hava. So very interesting. Meaning, you know, sometimes we find we ask from a Rav and Shmuel, but we ask even from Rav Kahana on Rav and Rav Yosef. Didn't Rav Kahana say Zaymer v'tzach le'etzim chayiv shtayim? If a person is pruning a tree, and you need that which you prune, you're planning on using the branches. So here you're mamish harvesting, and you're also pruning. Says Zaymer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. Achaz mishum neteya, achaz mishum koitzer. Says the Gemara Kasha. So you see, in a situation where your intention is for both, you see you can be mechuyiv tarti. So why are you saying, Rabba, that it's only chayrish and not zereya? Why your business saying it's only zereya and not chayrish? Surely you should be mechuyiv twice. Says the Gemara, you are right. It's true. They will just end off with one more tesis in the bottom tesis, Chayef Shtayim. If you go down about seven lines, he says, V'ikasha, hoda mina b'duch t'achrita, mishum risha achasat mechayve, v'et mechayve mishum shtei rishiyos. I mean, what do you mean you're chayef twice? What happened to Kedei Rishasi? Kedei Rishasi says, you're only going to be mechayve the fellow once. Says tesis, no. The answer is, Kigrein de ika miso malchus. When do we say that if there's miso and malchus, avultarzi mili da sirin? Two things which are osi, the dami madodi, which they malchios, with two sets of malchus, tarvayu had rishu. That's all together one consequence, one risha. Vlein mati mirishasi, the whole shame malchus had rishu. And that's all one type of punishment. Just like we see in Maseches Makis, you can do something, give me mechuyiv two sets of malchus. We don't say kedei rishasei, so you can't ask kasha kedei rishasei unless it is misa and malchus misa mam. Okay, we'll have to finish here. I think, Bez Hashem, we're going to make a siyum on Maseches Megillah at Shalosh Shabbos.